And Stephanie Hilborn, OBE, is Chief Executive of Women in Sport. Stephanie, I imagine you what Jill Scott said resonates.
It really does resonate. So, I mean, it's great Jill's talking about it. We've, as a charity, we've been around a long time because we've been so concerned about the low number of girls and women taking part in sport. And one of the biggest gaps is, in fact, in team sport. So to have this football over the summer and to have the Lionesses, you know, basically championing the cause is really vital. So in England, for example, 22% fewer girls than boys play team sport, which equates to about 860,000 girls who, had they been born a boy, would be playing team sport, but they're not. Mm. And that really matters. I mean, you're reflecting on these other impacts in your life about unrealistic body image, but not playing sport is a really big loss, and people don't always appreciate the value it can bring to you, particularly team sport in some ways, in terms of leadership, joint endeavour, taking risks for a team, accepting other people's risks they've taken, and sometimes that's led to you losing or something. You know, it's a really big thing beyond your physical health. It's a big thing for you as a person. And so the body image thing is very important, and what, as a charity, we're interested by is how early the stereotyping kicks in. That means that even very little girls are being encouraged away from rough and tumble, taking any risks, getting dirty. They're being told keep clean. They're being pushed towards sports which are more aesthetic, which is storing up trouble for later years. They're being not encouraged to learn skills like ball skills and stuff. So our research shows that in teenage, as 1.3 million girls drop out of sport who used to love sport. So it's not just that, it's quite a complex picture, and the stereotyping changes from the be a good girl and keep clean to a look like these other people on social media who are completely over the top in terms of the amount of makeup they're wearing, the amount of effort they're putting into their appearance. And so it takes another form, and of course it's much more sexualized. And this is happening just as we go through the joys of female puberty, which I don't think, you know, we all celebrate with a huge hurrah, having to manage periods and a potential breast pain and, you know, having to, particularly for sport, work out how you're going to get the right breast support and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's a really, really big issue.
Jill Scott was saying that girls need to be taught body confidence from a young age. Is it possible to do that?
Well, I think what I always say is I don't think that we come out of our mother's wombs underconfident. You know, it's not like you're born, you think, oh God, I feel really underconfident about this whole birth process. You know, you're born with the same sort of innate level of self-acceptance, self-belief and confidence as a boy would be. But it gets knocked out of you, basically, because the expectations around you are for you to be sort of less interested in all that physical activity side of things and to be more interested in, you know, being neat and looking pretty. And that's how the sort of compliments we're all so inculcated in us all, we give to our nieces and nephews and things. So I think it's about not making people unconfident. You know, it's not about giving the confidence. It's just sort of almost assuming they've got the confidence and allowing them to thrive in the environments where that will naturally just grow and grow. So I think, you know, it's that expectation that will give the confidence. If you expect somebody to achieve something, largely, if they've got obviously the capability, they will. You know, so I think that's the big thing. And we want to see the parents recognizing the risks of the stereotyping, and then teachers recognize the impact it's already had, even at primary school age, and making up for that.
Stephanie Hilborn, OBE, Chief Executive of Women in Sport, thank you very much indeed for your time today.